We're up to Simon Tov Resh Mem Seif Tess, and we'll be completing the Simon as well as learning Simon Tov Resh Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, maybe start in Gimel as well. We're going to be learning in Mitzvah Hashem the halachas of guards. You mentioned yesterday soldiers may have the similar halacha. We'll get to that as well in Mitzvah Hashem. We'll be learning about people who are guarding their shops. We're going to be talking about Boch of Sheikh Yonu when you build a sukkah. And generally with regards to some point with regards to the halacha of Sheikh Yonu, the Boch of Sheikh Yonu that we make on the first day of Yom Tov. Right, okay. Seif Tess. Let's start from Seif Tess again and go from there. Shemrei Yo'ir Bayoyim, people who guard the city. Again, we're talking about walled cities. In previous generations, everything were walled cities. If you had a walled city, then the guards of a walled city, the Bayoyim Pturim, Bayoyim Bechayovim Balaylo. Someone who's guarding the city, whilst he's guarding, during on his duty, by day, then he's exempt from sukkah. Chayim balaylo, when he's off duty, he's going to have to sit in the sukkah. Shem reyu balaylo, if people are on duty during the night, shift, then pturim balaylo, they'll be potter from the sukkah by night, v'chayim bayoyim, and they're chayim by day. The Mishneh Berurah explains over here something interesting. Zivkot me'mvav, shem reyu ir, me'mvav Mishneh Berurah explains, haynu me'gaises sholoyovu aleyem, we're talking about gaises, meaning soldiers from an enemy from an enemy party, that they shouldn't come, so you've got guards. They need to go around the city, leshamron, to guard the city. So they need to actually be mobile, they need to go around. Therefore they cannot make a sukkah in one place. Because really you could have argued, hold on a second, why can't they just make a sukkah where they are guarding the place that they are guarding? They make a sukkah, and they should be guarding from there. You know, I mean, the guards of the Rosh Pinal, the ex-Rosh Pinal, you know, you can make that easily into a sukkah. Easily, you just take the roof off and you make it into a sukkah. But that's only if you, that could have worked. But over here, the point being that they have to be mobile, they have to go around. So these guards need to go around the wall and need to make sure everything, nobody's coming from any direction. And therefore, that's why these Shomrei Yo'ir are potter, because they need to walk around and therefore they're potter from mitzvah sukkah. This is as opposed to Seif Yud, which is the following. Shomrei Ganois v'Pardesim, people who guard Ganois v'Pardesim, fields, they are potter b'im b'yoyim b'im b'laylo. They, in turn, are potter both by day and by night. She'im yase ha'shomer sukkah. If the guard would make a sukkah, so he's trying to protect the field over here. If a guard would make a sukkah, yeda haganef, the thief will know sheish la shoyim mokam kavua. He has a fixed place where he's guarding. V'yovav v'ignov me'akam echa acha. He's going to go to a different place. So you can't by definition an efficient guard is not going to have a sukkah, a fixed place, because if he's going to have a fixed place, that will make people know, the guard will know, okay, that's not, I'm going to come from the other direction. Lefichach, therefore, if there's just one heap of produce in one specific place, then you can watch it from one particular place. If there's one place that you can just stay in that place and you can watch the entire area and try produce from that spot, then you're obligated to make a sukkah and you're chay b'sukkah. Now says the Ramo, v'oisin yain itzel oiv dikachovim b'sukkos. People who produce wine, who make wine by goyim during sukkos, pturim ben b'yoyim ben malaylo. People who make wine. So the way they used to work, used to have rent out a wine, what is that called? The place they make a wine? They make wine? A winery. A winery? Is that what it's called? So you'd rent out, you'd pay, and you could use a Goisha winery. So if you're doing that on Chol HaMoed, so the halacha is as follows. You are part of from Sukkah Ben Bayoyim Ben Balaylo. Yeah, you're using a winery, you're allowed to stay there the whole time, and you don't have to make a sukkah. There's no sukkah there. You're fine. Why is that? Because you need to ensure that the goyim won't touch it. So therefore, you're allowed to stay there. Otherwise, it'd be a waste of all your money, all your effort. Because if the goy is there, maybe he's going to touch it. It'll become stam yain, yain nesach even. Not yain nesach, but stam yain. And therefore, you'd have to, you're allowed to be there without the sukkah. If it's in a way that you don't need to guard it, you don't need to be there, then you'd obligate to have a sukkah. Okay, that leads us to Simon Tov Resh Mem Aleph. She'en mevorchin shechiyonu al atzi asuka. We don't have to make broch of shechiyonu when we build a sukkah. Sif Aleph. Ho'is a sukkah. Somebody builds a sukkah. Bein le'atzmo, whether it's for himself, bein le'acher, or whether it's for someone else. Eino mevorich al asiyoso, he does not make the brocha of shechiyonu. If you make a sukkah, you don't make the brocha of shechiyonu. Whether you're building the sukkah for yourself, or you're building the sukkah for your friend. That's very kind of you, to make a sukkah for someone else. You don't have to make a brocha of shechiyonu. Aval shechiyonu, hayoroi, aval shechiyonu, hayoroi levorech, kshoyse oyse la'atzmoi. Is that really, there would have been room for making shechiyonu when you're making it for yourself. It would have really made sense to make a brocha of shechiyonu when you're building it for yourself. Elo, however, shanu soimchim al zman, al zman shanu oimrim al hakoshel kiddush. He said, really, says Shulchan Aruch, it would have made sense to make shechiyonu when you build a sukkah for yourself. However, the meaning is not to make shechiyonu when you build a sukkah, but when do we make shechiyonu?
First night.
That's right. The first night when we make kiddush. That is when we make shechiyonu. But he said, oh, really, there would have been place. It would have made sense to make it. There is a big ramification to halacha about the shechiyonu. So let us get clear over here. The Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that really it would have made sense to make shechiyonu when you build a sukkah. Now, when is that talking about? When are we building the sukkahs? I mean, there is last minute people like. Pardon?
Directly after Yom Kippur.
Very good. Then, says Shulchan Aruch, really it would have made sense to make a Shechiyonu. It would have made sense. But we don't, because we rely on the Shechiyonu that you're going to make during Kiddush. What happens if you make a... Let me ask you a question. What happens if you make the Sukkah weeks and weeks, you know, you're well organized, you know, the summer holidays, you got time, you haven't got time to make it later on. Once September starts, the term starts, you can't. But before that, during the summer holidays, you have a bit of time to build a sukkah. Would you make a shechiyonu then? According to this understanding, could you make a shechiyonu then in the summer holidays?
4 weeks.
Beautiful. It says the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says on the section Oisav, Tavkik Shoisav Sotach Shloshim Lechak. It's within exactly what you're saying, within the 30 days of Yom Tov. Aval Koinim Shloshim. But more than 30 days, says the Biur Halacha, Afal Pishek Sheiro, although it's kosher, Kshos Oysa L'Shem Chag, if you did it for the purpose of Yom Tov, the purpose of Sukkot, it's okay, K'mevua Simen Tofash Azli, we have learned in Simen Tofash Lamed Vav, Mikol Mokom, nevertheless, Loi Mikri Shas Asiyo Levorich Ale Ozman. You still can't make a Shechiyon, although yes, it will be a kosher Sukkot, if you make a Sukkot in the summer holidays, it will be a kosher Sukkot, if you have the right intention, but you can't make a shechiyon on that, only within 30 days from Sukkot. Yeah.
Does the 30-day limit also have a bearing on lifting up the sukkah? Is it considered, if it's before 30 days,
yes,
you've made it before, and so after 30 days before Sukkot, you've got to lift up the sukkah?
Yes, yes. We touched on these halachas, and yes.
Why would it be fitting to make shechiyon on making the sukkah if that's not the mitzvah itself anyway?
Very good. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Aleph and Sif Beis, and then see if the question is answered. Sifkot Aleph says, "En mevorach al asiyoso." We don't make a bracha on the making of the sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "She'en asiyoso gmar mitzvah." The building of the sukkah is not the complete. Exactly what you're saying. It's not the completion. You have not completed the mitzvah. By building the sukkah, you may be finished. You may feel finished, but you didn't finish the mitzvah yet, because of course the mitzvah is sharitzorich leishah. But the mitzvah, of course, is to sit in the sukkah and not to build the sukkah. But here the Mishnah Berurah says in regards to Shechiyonu the following. Mitzvahs that we do from time to time, from year to year, we make Shechiyonu. He said that really, when you prepare, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shofar and Megillah, you don't make a Shofar and a Megillah every year. Has anybody got a Megillah? You've got your own Megillah? You call it Megillah? Megillah? So I've got the schos of having a Megillah, which is, I was Yerushit, I inherited it. It's not one generation old, it's not my grandfather's either. It's my great-grandfather's. It's my great-grandfather's Megillah. So it must be at least, we count the ones, it must be at least 100 years, it must be around 100 years old. So a Megillah like that, obviously it's not, when a Megillah is written, it's not one, you don't do it for 1 year, you don't do it for 2 years, you do it for a long term. This is very different. Shofar, the same thing when you make a shofar, they last for many years. Shofar lasts for many years. So for you, the sukkah is different. Because when you're going to build a sukkah, how long is a sukkah for? A sukkah, when you make a sukkah, it's not going to make it. How long is it for normally when you make a sukkah?
For that year,
very good. It's for that year. That's right, it is. That's true, but when you're making it, so with regards to Megillah, with regards to Shofar, you're not going to make a bracha on the making of it. Because you're not doing the mitzvah, it's just the preparation for the mitzvah. Now, preparation of the mitzvah you're doing, which is going to be for many, you don't make shechion on it. However, it's something which is part of the mitzvah, which you do every single year, such as building the sukkah, says the Mishnah Berurah, there would have been room to say shechionu. Yeah, does that make sense? Says the Mishnah, let's see that again, Tzivkok Meis. There is only reason to say shechionu because you're making it, because you're doing it, you're building a sukkah every single year. However, shofar Megillah, or shoisin oisalikam ashonim, that you're making it for numerous years, ain't a mevach as shechion as yasan. You will not make a shechion on the making of it. When Chanukah nami ain't a minker shoisin shem mitzvah. There's a kash about Chanukah. Chanukah also only do it for that particular year, but over there it's not recognizable. Says the Mishnah Berurah, they're doing it for the mitzvah. Right, you're always preparing in old days, certainly so. When you'd prepare, you know, that's the way you'd make light in the room. So it's not recognizable even for the mitzvah purpose. Therefore, there's no room to make shechion on it. That's an interesting question. There's a bit of a difference. What do you think about both sides? Yossel wants to know, what about, why don't we make a brach on hachnosa sefer Torah both sides? Is that similar or not comparable to... Right. So maybe, what would you think about that, Abba Isai? Hachnosa Sefer Torah, or maybe the writing of the Sefer Torah. You don't make a... Pardon? Yes. So you're saying that, yes. I think that's a valid point. Right, you don't have a mitzvah, the truth is we do have a mitzvah to write Sefer Torah. It's actually one of the Tariq mitzvahs. It's true that it's not time limited, it's not time bound. Then maybe that's the point. But we would definitely, one of the mitzvahs is Ksiva Sefer Torah. Matzah is a good question. Right. Very good. So let's just finish off with Ksiva Sefer Torah. Ksiva Sefer Torah is that. And also Ksiva Torah again. I want to get to that. Ksiva Sefer Torah is different because Ksiva Torah, again, is not a mitzvah that you do every single year. So therefore, it's probably more comparable to Shofar and Megillah, which you do one for many years, as opposed to Sukkah, which you do every year from new, and therefore there would have been room to say Shechion on it because you're doing it every single year again. Now, your question is an interesting question. What about matzah baking? Matzah baking certainly only do for that year. You only do the matzah. So why is there no Shechion on that? That's an interesting question. Pardon? Yeah, but we are talking about... but we are addressing now. Why is it that when we are the approach of the year would have been that you make shechion on the building of the sukkah, make shechion on the actual building, because that's part of the mitzvah that itself should deserve the shechion on its own. We see that we don't actually do that, but the Shulchan Aruch has an opinion that maybe to make the making of the sukkah should have the shechionu. So why not the making of the matzahs?
Not recognizable. You're making food.
Because it's food.
It's food. But then you could be said about a sukkah, you're making an outdoor hut.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think the question is a very good question. I haven't got an answer for that. It's an interesting question. Okay. Mishnah Bosef Kotten Gimel says, addresses the point, what happens if a person... if it's the sukkah is made, it just has to be mechadish the schach. You're just mechadish something. You just shake it a bit. Either he shook the schach a bit, or he added an additional wool. So that would be the same halach then would apply, that maybe you'd have made the shechion even if you do that. Now, however, the halach is we don't do that. We don't make a shechion when we build a sukkah. What do? We make shechion during Kiddush. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Anusim chal zman shana oimrim ala koiz shel Kiddush. There is, however, a question which the Gemara is going to address. What will be the halacha? So we are learning now that really the building of the sukkah, the making of the sukkah, that would have deserved the Shekhionu. Okay, but we don't do that because when do we do the Shekhionu? We do Shekhionu when we make Kiddush, and that covers that Shekhionu as well. But let me ask you a question. What would be the halacha if you could not eat the first night in the sukkah? It was raining. It was raining a lot, and you could not eat the first kezayis, or in fact the whole meal, on the first night of Sukkot. Second meal, lunch, first day, sun, blue sky, you're going to the sukkah. Should you make a shechionu now? Yes or no? No. Why not? It's actually first day, second meal on the first day. Should you make a shechionu on the building of the sukkah? First night, you've missed that anyway. First opportunity, so you should make shechionu now. There was a mitzvah to eat on the first night. That mitzvah you have missed. Rabbi Isai, yeah? Good question. Good, that's a good point. When do you actually make that broch of Shekhionu on the building of the sukkah? Do you actually have to be in it or not? The Emma says, you don't actually have to be in it. It's true, the building of it, you could build it and make Shekhionu then. You're quite right.
Is the Shekhionu on the chag or is it on the being in the sukkah? I guess that's the question.
It's as you're saying, this Shekhionu is not, we're trying to combine both Shekhionus, but there is a Shekhionu, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. Very good. Is that right? So the point is that if there's a Shekhionu on the building of the sukkah, on the having the sukkah, then surely you could make that you could make it the first night, so do it on during the day. And that's exactly what the Rama is teaching us. Says the Rama, if you couldn't eat the first kezayis in the sukkah, so yes, you made shechionu on Yom Tov. Yes, you do need to make shechionu. So imagine that if a person ate outside the sukkah on the first night, or with a roof, whatever, and he couldn't, it was raining, he should make second meal. He should make shechionu. You're making the Shekhionu anyway. And you didn't make shechionu on your own sukkah. That's an interesting point. Because the Bi'al Ocha does say, if you look in Bi'al Ocha, the second one, it's Le'atzmoy. So he says an interesting point, which is mamash what you were mentioning. Le'atzmoy, mashma, the k'she'oise oiso le'acherim, if you're making the sukkah for someone else, in other words, somebody else's sukkah, it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, you can only make the Shekhionu in your own sukkah, and obviously whilst you are there. Obviously you can't make somebody else, you can't make the sukkah on somebody else's sukkah. It wouldn't work. That's what the Bi'al Ocha discusses over here. So the halacha is, just to finish off the Ramah, and the Simon, if you did make Shekhionu whilst you were building the sukkah, that is fair enough. Then you won't have to make another Shekhionu later on during the day. Yeah. If you eat out the first night, and you did not make Shekhionu at all on the building of the sukkah, You ate out. Yeah, you'd have to make Shechianu. I think so. What do you think, Abba Isai? I'm beginning asking the following question. What happens if a person ate out the first night? And he ate out the first night. He never made Shechianu on the building of the sukkah whilst he was building it. Does he have to make Shechianu when he comes for when he eats in his house by lunch? Yes? Why not? You never... But you, how did you cover your building of the Shechianu of the sukkah? How did you cover that? So the argument is, and I think he's got a point, maybe you should make a Shechianu then. I'm not sure.
It's on Yeshiva's sukkah. We made the Shechianu when you're dwelling in the sukkah. So you're just using somebody else's sukkah. You've covered the Shechianu.
Yeah, but the sukkah
over there. Why would you make it?
You're saying that it's a different mitzvah though. It's a different mitzvah, and it's not connected to you Yeshiva's, to you building Asiya sukkah. I hear what you're saying, and you may be right. I definitely hear what you're saying, and you may be right. I just have a. It has to do with it to a certain extent. Yeah. That's true. That's very different. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is different. This is a unique mitzvah over here, that there's a Shechianu on the building of the sukkah. Ha'ois is sukkah, etc., etc. Aval Shechianu, you roi levorech, k'shois is l'atzmoy. If a person builds a sukkah, Shechianu teaches us, it would have been appropriate to make a Shechianu. Because when you're making a sukkah, which is very, very, and a huge and essential part of the mitzvah. So we're learning, Mishnah Berurah says that no, in fact, if you just mechadish the schach, that's good enough as well. Even if you just shake the schach, that's sufficient as well. But that's a good, I'm not convinced, but I have a feeling that you'd still be entitled to make a Shechianu. Yeah. Okay, Simon Tofresh Mem Beis. Im Chal Yoim Rishon Shal Sukkas Liyos Beshabbos. If the first day of Sukkot is falling on Shabbos, Omrim Ba'arvis, Baruch Achs Mein Sheva, we say the Baruch of Mein Sheva after Shmoyne Esra, V'choysim Ba'ar B'Shabbos Bilvat, and you make the Dechsim, the ending of the Baruch is just of Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, you've gotten Aleph, an interesting point, Liyos B'Shabbos, Ve'oz Ein Omrim Ma'arovis B'Leil Rishon. Ma'arovis are the Yoitzos that are said by night. It's one of the, I must say, please allow me to share with you my own personal opinion. The Yoitzres, I think are from the most precious treasures, jewels, the Yoitzres that have been added to the Yomim Tovim. They are jewels, mamash precious, they're beautiful, and they've been lost very recently to Klal Yisrael. It used to be that it was said everywhere. I mean, I think even the minhag of the United Anglo-Saxon Jews certainly to say the Yotzers. United to say Yotzers. Pardon? Sfadim don't say it. It's true. It's the additional, when you open up an Ashkenaz machzor, you will see there's lots of additions. Lots of additions. And the Banites, they're called Ma'arovis. It is well known that the Brisker Rav Zichroni Livrocha, his minhag was not to say it. His meaning was not to say it. He didn't, because in Bristol never said it, but he still went over them on Yom Tov and he learned them. They're written by Rishonim or by very, very early Achronim, and they're so much Teuchen. And many people feel that if you really want to understand the atmosphere of Yom Tov is really in there. It's so much about Yom Tov there. It's sometimes hard. The translations are sometimes very hard. But it's very, very beautiful. Really full of Teuchen. It's really, really beautiful. And they've been recently lost to Klal Yisrael. Very recently they've been lost to Klal Yisrael. I think it's a very recent loss.
What do you mean they lost?
People don't say it anymore. Most shuls in the Das, they say it.
Well, it's still like...
It's many kelas don't say it anymore. It's a big shit. In Ashkenazi machzor you'll find it. It's a big loss. It's a real big loss. The kelas don't say it. So the Ma'arovis are not said by if it's on Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. Yoch b'Shabbos ve'oz einu Ma'arovis b'leil rishon. If Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, you don't say Ma'arovis. The kimin she'einu olim regilim bohem. Since people don't know them by heart, they're not accustomed to saying them. People don't know them by heart. Chashu shemo yitlu neiros lirois bohem. they were concerned that maybe people are going to have to move about and touch and shift the candles, and they're going to be Mechal Shabbos because of them. There was no such thing as person not saying that. That wouldn't occur to them that they wouldn't say it. But the concern was that they would be Mechal Shabbos in order to say the Yotzeres. And on the second night, you would say the Marubis of the first. Now, that actually, the Machzorim have got that very clear nowadays. Okay, and just the last few words of Sifkot Aleph. When Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, we don't say Bavim Madlikin. That's true on Sukkot. That's true on all the other as well. Because the reason why we don't say Bavim Madlikin is. If I'm not mistaken, and it could be I am mistaken, because the whole Bavim Madlikin is referring to the Hadlokas Neiros of Shabbos, which we don't want to speak about. It's all halachas relating to Shabbos, and we don't want. If it's Yom Tov as well, we don't speak specifically about Shabbos. Yes, it does. Yeah, yeah. I suppose it's not exactly the same. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pardon. Also, yeah, say, yeah, covered of Shabbos, correct. Don't remember if we saw that. Don't remember if we saw that specifically with Chodoidi. I don't think so. Yeah. Is that you, Minik? You don't say Shashim. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll stop. We will continue Mitzvah tomorrow.